very, very glad to be here. I understand there's something first using this house and gathering, first time there.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of teaching or performance there.
Yes.
There. So, I would like to say especially for you, as my friend, and especially for all of you there.
Mm-hmm.
So, 나 당구대가 뒤 말하면서 당구대. I will pray six java for that lesson. We are gathered here. Generally speaking, we are trying to something for deeper meaning for life. Where?
Yes.
As I mentioned always, and as I mentioned before, because the last several days, the with the material progress, the inner development, something very important, very useful. You can notice those people who have some inner strength, and when they face certain problems, they are better equipped with confront that problem. Where? In case of Tibetan, according to my own experience, though of course I'm limited experience, still it is something very valuable, very useful when you are facing problems and these things. I may say, you see, if someone in my position, some you see, complicated situation and big responsibility, under that circumstances, you may have some mental problem. But as you may read in my face, I'm not much worry. And of course, you see, man, we realize the problem, the tragedy, not easy, very big. Yet, we accept the fact. We try our best. Whether we achieve or not, it doesn't matter. So, you see, because of this sort of, you see, attitude, or some inner strength, that can help, I mean, no doubt. No doubt, some influence or some
influence.
On the way to approach or confront the problem. So as everybody, I think more or less, and same nature. So the practice of the Dharma. Now here,
mainly Buddhism.
Or something.
Mm.
Quite.
Kasuri. Something I deep and variety, something useful for one's life. Right. Mm. Not necessarily to believe on next rebirth or this sort of thing, but within a one life, if we adopt a right attitude towards other fellow men, that itself give you kato, give return. Right. If you that itself kato,
in
return, you are most satisfied. You can enjoy most satisfaction. So the principle is good motivation or compassion. Though the compassion mainly explained mainly by the Bodhisattva scripture, right? Bodhisattva Yana and Mahayana. But the whole Buddhist idea based on the compassion teaching. So, in just a few words, you may say it like this. Buddhism is the whole Buddhist teaching consists in two words. Where?
Two sentences.
Two. One sentence, you must help other. Here, whole Mahayana teaching includes. If not, should not harm other. This is whole teaching in Hinayana, Theravadayana. So both teaching based on love for on the basis of compassion. So, the Buddhist, if possible, help other. If not, don't do any harm for other. Oh. When we practice first as a basis, we control ourselves, all the bad actions which hurt on other, that we must control as much as we can. Then that is something like defensive action. After that, when you develop certain determination or qualification or certain level also, then as an offensive, go to others, right? Help. So in the first stage, sometimes we need isolation. Retreat. Isolation. While you are developing your own inner development. After you have some confidence or you have some strength. Then we must remain or we must contact with the society. We must serve society. In every field. Buddhist, we should not isolate, generally speaking, we should not isolate from the society, from the rest of the society. Where? There are people who are call themselves as a very religious, very religious minded, and trying to show that they remain something very strange, peculiar sort of dressing or peculiar sort of way of life, and isolate from the rest of the society. There is something wrong. In Lojong, one scripture mentioned like this: you must transform to your inner viewpoint, but external your appearance must remain as it is. That's one. Dumbai Chula, Ransur Shaw. That's one. Samluchu. Chilo Chakati Tate. That's quite important. So, we should not isolate from the society, because the very purpose of practice of Mahayana is service for other. That means service for society. In order to serve, in order to help the society, you must remain in the society. You should not isolate from the society. This is one thing. Then second thing, while we are practice the Dharma, in Buddhism, in particular in Buddhism, we must use both brain as well as heart. Then ethical side, generally we talk about good heart or warm heart, this sort of thing. So we must practice this quality. And also, since Buddhism very much involved in reasoning, in logic, and wisdom side, therefore intellectual intelligence. Intelligence also very important in Buddhism. So you see combination, mind and heart, side by side. Without knowledge, without fully utilized intelligence, you may not reach Buddhist depth. And very difficult to achieve concrete wisdom or qualified wisdom. There may be some exceptional thing. I'm talking generally. So these two combination.
But to have a combination of hearing, thinking, and meditating.
This is one thing. This one, the tango dan thing. This is a matter. Neither the samba. This one. Then third, when you start practice from the beginning, you should not expect too much. The inner development will take time, not easy. The external and progress, the latest missions, this sort of thing. Not reach such a stage within short period, but through generations, through centuries, they reach that level. So inner development, here inner development cannot dance jola and nara. One other's development cannot
be transferred.
Past generation, what have they done? The next generation can develop on that basis. In inner development, inner spiritual development, there's no such thing possible. Your own acceptance, past life's experience very much influence this life. And this life's experience becomes something like as basis for the next reincarnation, next rebirth, development. So you see, everything depends on yourself. So it will take time. There are people, who at the beginning very much enthusiasm, within short period they lost. Because it is at the beginning too much expected. And in Junju, in Buddhist teaching, very important to practice of patience, tolerance. Here tolerance, not only attitude towards enemy, but tolerance, your own sacrifice, or your own determination.
Not engaging in the laziness of discouragement.
So here, in practice, the patience or tolerance with courage, determination. So this is important. Then some people ask me about Buddhism came from East. So therefore, whether that ancient, teaching, secondly, come from East, so that teaching whether suitable for Westerner or not. My answer or my attitude is, if you take the essence, the essence of all religion, particularly Buddha Dharma, deal with the basic human problem. So as long as a human being, either Westerner or Easterner, or sort of colored people, or sort of white, or black, or yellow, or sort of, maybe green, or anyway, anyway, I'm same, basically same. So you see, I mean, the death, old age, suffering, suffering of death, suffering of old age, suffering of disease, suffering of birth, all, in that respect, all are equal. So long, you see, the basic human suffering is there, the basic teaching, I mean, essential teaching, is, since it is related with that problem, with that suffering, so the essence is as always. And there is not much question whether suitable or not. Now, question is, the each individual mental disposition.
Mm-hmm.
Disposition. And some people, I mean, feel certain food, I mean, feel sort of more fond of, more like,
maybe
more love for
more
certainty.
Fond of certain food.
For certain people, certain food is more suitable, more suitable. So, like that way, the different and individual people, a certain religion is more benefit, and certain case in certain other religion is more benefit. So you see, that is different, right? That is different. But generally, so why not? Among the Westerner, no doubt there are people who are suitable,
who find
suitable Buddhism in their requirement. Now the question of, so that when we speak essence, there's no change, and no need to change, no question about suitability. But now the question, but on the superficial level, some in Europe, in recent, one Buddhist bhikshu, Theravada, came from Theravada school of thought, and Burmese bhikshu, I grow very much respect for him. He make distinction between cultural heritage and religion itself. I think that's very, very nice. I say the essence of Dharma and the superficial ceremonial level or ritual level. He gives the name religion and culture aspect. Now in the religion aspect, from India, in India or in Tibet or in China or in Japan or everywhere, the religious site is the same. But cultural heritage is different, each country something different. So religion, when was in India, that religion mixing or adjustment incorporate with Indian culture.
Mm-hmm.
In Tibet, the religion, Buddhist religion, cooperate with Tibetan culture. So now you see, from that viewpoint, Buddhist religion with Western culture, that may be possible. So you see, he make distinction like that. I usually say the essence of Dharma, no change. Wherever goes, it suit. The superficial, the ritual or certain ceremonial things, not necessarily suitable for new environment. So that things will change. But that how to change, we cannot say. But time goes, itself may take something like evolution. When Buddhism came from India first to Tibet, I mean, nobody have authority. Now this is something, I mean, Tibet, something new land. So now from now on, we must do like this way, that way. I mean, no such decision. But it gradually,
evolved,
and something unique fashion or unique kasuri. Unique tradition grow by the time goes, something like that for Westerner. gradually time goes, there may be the Buddhism with some Western culture,
combination.
So, in a way, this generation, your generation, who are starting this new idea in a new country, something big responsibility. I have not responsibility. I am saying that. You have responsibility, you see, to take the essence and adjustment your own environment. That is something very important. Now here, we must use the brain, investigate. You should not go both extreme. Too much conservative, not good. Too much radical, not good. Too much liberal, not good. As I mean, our theory, Madhyamika theory, something middle way. At the same time, that theory under Maharajita, Madhyamika, Umasyati, that the Taya Shanta Shevyamadine, Shevashalini, Umasyakashan.
It's very important to keep a middle approach with respect to one's behavior.
In every field. Even our daily, consume food, also we must follow the middle. If too much, your stomach, something, some trouble will arise. Too less, not sufficient. So our daily life, our whole life, way of life is something. You see, very important to go middle. Both extreme must be checked. So this brain, full knowledge about the environment, about the culture, heritage, and full knowledge about the value, the day-to-day lives, the culture which is related in day-to-day life. What sort of thing is value in day-to-day life, certain thing, though heritage, cultural heritage, but may not be useful in daily life, in the case of Tibetan culture, like, for example, certain culture, may not be useful in future, in certain circumstances which the social system or social, way of thinking is change. So certain culture may not be useful in that circumstances. In the same case, in the United States, certain ancient culture which may not be useful in the modern daily life. So forget it. But certain things may have still meaning, or still useful. Now that culture and the Buddhism, you see, try combine it. Combine. So, now the tikwan and the tikwa and subject and shape share. And the schedule. Make sure. Take on 45 minutes to go. Can I collect how them do?
It's set in the program 45 minutes, but are you experiencing any difficulties or could we go on as much as
you want? No. I'll go. I will talk. And so, 3 minutes. So you see, now at this stage, Mare.
Juncture.
My speak or my talk divided two levels. One level is general explanation about Buddha Dharma, and one in particular is about the Sunju, about the topic.
About the union of Gelug and Nyingma.
So you see, as a conclusion of my, the first part, now, so if you are, really take interest about Buddhism in order to practice, then the Most important thing is implementation. Implement it. Practice. Study Buddhism, then Buddhism as a weapon and criticize others, you see, others' theory, others' ideology. That is wrong. We must criticize ourselves. What is your own way of thinking in daily life? How much you are Catholic? About your anger, about your attachment, about your Catholic hatred, about your Catholic pride, jealousy. These things are object which we must check in daily life with the knowledge of Buddha Dharma. Clear? So you see, most important thing is you must practice in daily life. Then you can know gradually the true value of Dharma. So Dharma not meant for mere knowledge, but meant for improvement of your mind. So in order to that, we must live there. The Dharma must be part of our life. If you put Dharma in this house, outside, departed from Dharma, then that is nothing. Value.
No value.
You cannot gain. You cannot actually value yon to maris. If you departed from Dharma, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you cannot gain the real value of Dharma. So this is my last word, very important. According to my own experience, you see, the inner development, step by step, you compare. Now, for example, you see your own inner strength. You just look, and you may feel, I have nothing, not much change. That sort of feeling you may occur. Then you must compare. Now, today, my way of thinking and about inner calmness or about the mental peace, such very 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 small experience, but yet still, if you compare the 10 years back or 15 years back or 5 years back, what was about my way of thinking and about my about quantity, my inner peace, and today's my quantity about the inner peace. Between 5 years or 10 years or 15 years, then you can realize there is some progress, there is some value. So it is very, so like this you see, compare not today's feeling and yesterday's feeling or the last week or last month, even not last year, but between, you see, five years, then you can realize the what improvement inside. Right. So this is that. Now my topic. So I hope you may carry your own practice alongside good heart for other breath. And from that motivation, you may contribute some good thing for American society. That's my just prayer and wish. So now the topic.
Pearl ya,
As you probably know, there was no talk of old and new systems in India, but in dependence upon the time of the translation of these scriptures into Tibetan, there did arise in Tibet an old and new system. And within Tibet, the new systems are those of Gagyu, Sagya, and Gelu. There's not much difference between them with respect to the sutra system. But with respect to mantra or tantra, there are some slight differences. When you don't investigate it very much, you might think that there were great differences among the new schools.
Roughly speaking, Chavina.
In rough terms. One needs to make a division of practices into those of view, behavior, and meditation. And between the old and new schools, there is not much difference with respect to behavior and meditation. And there are slight differences, however, and these come within the area of view.
I suppose English word, term, but he could not answer.
There are some differences within their terminology, between their terminology.
Now, for example,
For instance, there are cases within the old school of using the term ultimate truth for emptiness. Of calling the ultimate truth or emptiness mind.
Rigpa.
Knowledge.
Or mind itself. Rigpa itself.
Mind itself.
Sometimes, dimasya shenko.
And referring to this as an uncaused mind. Whereas in the new schools, there's a differentiation made between subject and object, and the object here is emptiness. And the mind or wisdom consciousness which takes emptiness as its object is not called the ultimate truth.
That And
it's in terms of such things that there comes to be much confusion. Now, in order to explain this, it's necessary first to understand the two truths, ultimate truths and conventional
truths.
There is one mode of presentation of the two truths that is based on Nagarjuna's treatise on the Middle Way. And within that system, an object which is found by a consciousness analyzing the ultimate is an ultimate truth, whereas an object found by a consciousness analyzing a conventional object is a conventional truth. However, even within the Madhyamaka system itself, within the Svatantrika, there is an explanation of actual ultimate truths and concordant ultimate truths. The concordant ultimate truth being the consciousness that is taking to mind emptiness. And then within the mantra vehicle, and specifically within the Guhya Samaja Tantra of highest Yoga Tantra, there is an explanation of a ultimate stage of generation. Ultimate truth stage of completion and a conventional truth stage of completion. And then within Maitreya's sublime science, there is also usage of the term ultimate refuge and conventional refuge. And then within Maitreya's differentiation between the middle ways and extremes, there is reference to a practical ultimate. And a factual ultimate. An objective ultimate. And a mental ultimate. But then in the Dzogchen or Great Perfection teaching of the old translation school, there is a different teaching on ultimate truths and conventional truths. Conventional truths being coarse adventitious phenomena, whereas the ultimate refers to the fundamental.
Fundamental.
To the fundamental innate. Those that always exist. Therefore, although the words ultimate and conventional are the same, there are many different usages for them.
Tawasin,
Similarly, with regard to the word view, there are different usages. One in which the term is referring to the object of the view, and the other which is referring to the viewer or the activity of viewing, or the viewer or the subject of viewing, much as the difference between the object observed and the observing consciousness. In the New Translation School, sometimes when the term view is used, it refers to emptiness. And there are other times in which it refers to the subject, to the consciousness realizing. Now, this is the basis of what I'm going to say.
What I'm going to say is all that.
This is the basis of the explanation for the connection between the old and new schools.
Connections are same.
The union.
Ultimately same. Same meaning.
Of the essential sameness of the system.
The system so in a theory so in a Tao, Tao Chan.
Chiwara.
Right.
Theory.
The systems look to that, Yanji Bena, Chokaton, the digital Kuyana, that you can't live with
that. A system here doesn't refer to systems of rites or rituals, but a theoretical system.
That's what you mean.
Within Gagyu and Sagya, there are many cases where the great perfection system of Nyingma is mentioned explicitly and refuted. But within Gelugpa, which has its basis within the writings of Tsongkhapa and his two spiritual sons, there is no explicit mention at all of the term Nyingma or Dzogchen
as a whole.
I made a mistake. Within Tsongkhapa's writings, there is no explicit mention. Within all of his writings, there is never an explicit mention. But within Kedrup's writings, there is an explicit mention.
Not as a whole, but Dzogchen Chirabu de Mingsen.
To a specific type of system of the great perfection. Now, in order to understand Kedrup's perspective on Dzogchen in general, it's necessary to look at a question and answer section within his miscellaneous work, in which someone asked the question that there is a great deal of deprecation or refutation of Dzogchen, the great perfection, and what does this mean? What is the situation?
Mm-hmm.